So you are students today, yes?
Yes.
I was going through my Facebook about, I think it was just at the beginning of last week, and this, I love all the little sayings that people post, you know, from different places, and anyway, this one came up, and it just jumped into my heart, and the truth behind it, and so I want to share it with you today, and I want us to apply it, because what you're going to be learning is going to take a lot of thinking and a lot of listening. And so what it was Zig Ziglar, if anybody know him, he passed away just a little while ago, about a year ago. But he said, the biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand, we listen to reply. I don't know if you guys saw that when I shared it.
Yeah, that's good.
But this is true. I mean, I do it. I think we all do it. We sit here and we think about what the person's saying so we can have our reply. But because what we're going to be learning, it's going to take a lot of thinking. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm just going to ask you to please just honor this time that we have, this short period of time that we have, to just listen and think about what you're learning. Because as I go through this, you're going to see that as we're thinking, we're growing. And it's going to cause us to take a hold and remember what we are learning. Because a lot of times we hear stuff, and if you only hear it, you're only going to remember about 10% of what you learn. And when you hear stuff today, you may remember it for a little while, and if you don't think about it, tomorrow night when you go to sleep, these little cleaners are going to go through your brain, and they're going to just wipe it out. You're not even going to remember it at all. So, there's a lot to be learned, but when Mom was talking about Rachel, it just made me think, in Geneva, that scientists are now proving, they're catching up with the Bible, and they're proving that we are wired for love. We are created in God's image, and God is love. And so the way our brain is wired, it is only really wired for love, and we learn fear. We learn fear. We're wired for strength. We learn weakness. And so as Geneva and Rachel went through this experience, the things that they're remembering, if they remember them in line of love, of what God's doing in their lives, that they were there for the right reason, that they were there to comfort, that they were there to show God's love, and that the memory will have good emotions attached to it. Every memory that you have, every thought that you have is attached to an emotion. Every single thought that you have on the inside of you is attached to an emotion. And when it comes to the surface as a thought, it becomes a feeling. That's how we learn what a feeling is. So what I want to do is I have been on this mission about renewing the mind. And we all know about renewing the mind. We know we've been practicing it as we've gone through our Christianity and as we've learned that God said to take every thought captive. He said take every thought captive. Yeah. And no thought should ever enter the mind without you thinking about it. We don't just let random, how many of you just, you let random thoughts just come in and you mull them and you mull them and you mull them? How many of you ever met somebody who can bring back every single thing that you've ever done, ever since the beginning of time? Like, they will come out and they will say, but you did this and this and this and this, and what about this, and what about this, and what about this, and they just bombard you with all these memories. And attached to those memories are feelings that are either fear or anger or bitterness. And so what happens is that person is meditating on that scenario or that thing that happened, and it grows and it grows and it grows, and it creates a toxic thought in your mind. So when we come to know Jesus, whether it's when you're 70 or if it's when you're 5, the whole process of our life is to renew our minds, to not be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it is a real physical, actual thing that is happening in our brain. It's not just spiritual. It is an interconnecting thing because we are a spirit who lives in this body. And then we have this mind, which is our mind, which is our mind, will, and our emotions, right? So it's all interconnected. with our body. We have feelings, right? When you get anxious, how do you feel? You feel wrought up. You feel tightened. When you have unforgiveness in your heart and somebody walks up to you that you have unforgiveness toward, how does that make you feel? There's a feeling attached to it. When somebody walks up that you love, how do you feel? There's a feeling attached to it. Does that make sense to you? So what I've been doing is I have been recognizing some toxic thoughts that I've had. And so, you know, I told you I was going to talk to Dwayne about it on the way to Florida to see, because of course it involves him. How many of you know that a lot of our toxic thoughts involve the people that we're closest to?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I talked to him a little bit on the way, and he's like, honey, I don't care what you say. He says, it always turns out good. And I'm like, I know, but you don't even really know probably what some of the things that you do know that cause my toxicity. Well, he taught a class a while back, and the scripture that says that there's nothing outside of a man that defiles a man, you know where that is? Let's look it up, if I can remember. Let's see here. Oh, I didn't write it down. Oh, yeah, I did. It's Mark 7:20. So if you want to go there, I would like somebody to read that for me.
He said, what comes out of a person defiles him. Keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. For from within, out of the human heart, come evil ideas, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, evil, deceit, debauchery, envy, slander, pride, and folly. All these evils come from within and defile a person.
And then write down Matthew 15:11. It says, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. So it's what is happening on the inside. It starts as a thought, and then that thought will become active in your mind, and then it becomes an actual action on the outside. So we are responsible for what's on the inside of us. Dwayne can't make me mad. I can't make him mad. All I can do is bring out what's already on the inside of him. Right? So we have to take responsibility for our own lives. And we have to renew our minds, because if you don't renew your minds, guess what? You're going to keep on, it's going to be recurring over and over and over, and you're going to be miserable. And then your light's not going to shine before others, because you're going to be so introverted in your toxicity. And Jesus, that's why Jesus wants us to renew our minds, so that we can be that image to the world that says, oh my gosh, how can you be so free in that situation? How can you not let that touch you? How can you not let that bother you? And it's because you have so much freedom on the inside of you because of who you are and what God's doing, that it can't touch you. And that's my goal, is to live in my happy little world, as my husband calls it. I want to be happy. I want to live in the freedom that Jesus has paid for. I don't want to take that for granted, what Jesus did. I don't want to take it for granted. I want to walk in that liberty and that freedom, that no matter what somebody else does, it's not causing me to feel anxious and frustrated. Now, the thing that I found interesting with science is that we have chemicals in our body. You know, you've heard of serotonins, and there's all these different names. I'm not a scientist. Anyway, those are all good chemicals. And scientists have proved that there are no bad chemicals in your body, because we're wired for love. It's only created to help us grow these trees, which are the thoughts in our mind. They're to help us grow. So when we do have something bad happen, what it is a release of more of those chemicals, because our bodies don't know how to react. They don't know how to react to negative things. They're not a react to fear. So as something happens and we become fearful, these chemicals are being released in an exorbitant amount, and that's what causes this problem. You know, you've heard of cortisol and adrenaline, and they're really good. They're helpful to you. God gave them to us for a reason, to the fight or flight, and they're to help grow. They're a chemical that also help to grow the branches in your brain. But in excess, we know that cortisol and adrenaline are damaging, and that they can actually hurt you physically. The other thing that she said that I thought was interesting is that 87 to 93% of all illness, behavioral, and sickness starts in the brain. It all starts here. So if we can learn how to train our mind and to renew our mind according to God's Word and the truth of God's Word, and it's not related to the facts that you see and the reality that you see, it's related to what God's Word says. Because we are created in His image, and God says, my Word is living and active and powerful, and it's going to go forth. If we let God's Word work, then we're going to see that manifesting in our lives. Not just in our physical body, but in everything that we do, God's working in it. He said, I am working in your life to will to do my good pleasure. And that's what He wants to do. So, I'm going to challenge you to do this with me and go on a 21-day, it takes 21 days to detox one thought. If you did it 21 days for a year, you could detox 17 toxic thoughts. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but can you imagine? I mean, you may even think, I don't have any toxic thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Then we're deluding ourselves.
If that's the case, then there is some deception that we need to pray about. Okay, so anyway, I want to draw a picture of you, about what's happening. As you're sitting here thinking, there's a place in your brain. I mean, we have, 100 million neurons in our brain. That is more than, I can't tell you how much knowledge you can contain. It's like millions of years of knowledge if you were to be able to live that long. But it starts off like a little bump. And so what happens is, as we're thinking, it grows. It starts to grow like this. And then these chemicals, these little proteins come. I'm sorry, you guys can't see it either.
Yeah, we can.
But you know? Okay. So then what happens is that these little dendrites start coming off of it as you're thinking. And one of these can hold 70,000 little branches. So these are all thoughts. Everything that you see here, as you're taking it in, these chemicals are coming and they're attaching to this neuron about this one subject, okay? So your brain is taking the subject about renewing your mind, and everything that you already know about renewing your mind, what's happening is, as you're hearing it, it's going through and it's finding this neuron that knows about renewing your mind. And so what you're going to be doing is, you're going to be building on the tree that's already growing. Okay? But if you haven't, and this is all new information to you, you're starting fresh. When you look at this, now that they have this imaging, it truly looks like trees. And I had taken some pictures when we were on this trip to Florida of these amazing pine trees out there in East Texas. Everything is flourishing and growing and beautiful. And so the whole way we went down I-10, pine trees everywhere, big, lush, beautiful. Everything is green and glorious. The cedars, cypress trees are amazing all along the rivers. Anyway, those pine trees, the way they look and the way they come off, they look just like your thoughts in your mind. And scientists call them the trees. They call them magic trees of the mind is what they really call them. And so they actually look like trees. Well, when you have a toxic thought in your brain, what it looks like is, it looks like if it has a lot of thought to it, like if you've been meditating about something for 30 years and it's toxic, it's going to look like a flourishing tree, but it's going to have these thorns. So they're going to be thorns. So every time something comes up, it touches these thorns. And what it does is, it causes a wash of this emotion, and so you start feeling the same feeling that you felt even 30 years ago. So that's why when you take a memory that was bad, like let's say you were abused, let's say you went through a period of abuse, and when you talk about the abuse, it creates a feeling, right? Yeah. Of fear or whatever it is. And so in order to get rid of that, a good tree and a bad tree can't be on the same. Like, a good thought and a bad thought cannot be on the same neuron. It creates another one. So anyway, this is the scripture that came to my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Word of God that was written so long ago is lining up with what the Bible says. Remember what the scripture in Matthew 12, 33, it says, make your tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad or its tree bad. So it can't be both. You can't have good and bad on the same branch. So what God has done and what He's designed for us to do is that we can actually melt this away as we renew our mind. It will actually melt down as you begin to build new thoughts and new thinking about whatever you're going through, like the toxicity. What happens is that you're going to start growing a new thought and new thoughts, and you're renewing your mind here, and the whole time this other one, it's gradually diminishing. But what they've proven is it takes 21 days to do that. Now, how many of you know that you've heard that it takes 21 days to create a habit?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what you're doing, is you're creating a habit in your brain, but it takes discipline. It takes thinking. And so she has a Dr. Caroline Leaf, which I don't know if some of you weren't here to hear me talk about her, but I've been studying her work for about 5 years, and it's just incredible. And she's come up with this new thing called the 21-day brain detox. And I'm going to give you a piece of paper, and I want to take you through the process of it because it is an actual... Hi, Jose. It's an actual process that you do every day, and it should take a minimum of around 10 minutes. It usually takes me about 30 minutes. So I want to take you through that process, and I really want to encourage you to start this 21-day brain detox. Now, she has it online, and I really encourage you to go and just do it. It's $29 to go through her course for a year.
What's her name?
Her name is Dr. Caroline Leaf. I'm going to give you a piece of paper that's going to have the information on it. But I just want to encourage you, because God has a plan for us in this time that we live in, to not be focused on ourselves. And fear and worry and fretting and bitterness and unforgiveness have no place in the life of a Christian. We have to be the voice to the world that shows them what Jesus looks like. Mm-hmm. And if we're constantly plagued with me, yeah, it puts that lamp over your light, where people can't see you. So if you're constantly worried about things and fretting, or if you're bitter and angry, it's hindering you from shining.
Amen.
So let me, will you pass these out, Frankie? I hope I have enough for everybody. If not, I'll get some more. So I want to take you through the process of this 21-day detox, and I'm going to tell you about my first day, which is very embarrassing, but I'm willing to make myself vulnerable so that you guys can kind of get an idea about what to do in the process. Because after the 21 days, it was amazing the difference in how I felt. And what I was recognizing in myself and what God was showing me as far as what was on the inside of me. You know, I can't change anybody. I can't change anybody except myself. And we do want to, don't we? Don't we want to change the people that we're with?
Uh-huh.
We want them to conform to our image. What was I going to tell you? There's a scripture that jumped out at me. If you go to Romans, I'm going to go there in just a second, but go ahead and turn there, Romans chapter 1. I think, let me see here, hang on a second, I think it's due. Yeah, Romans chapter 2. Okay, does everybody have paper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to read over a little bit about what I wrote right here. It says, I strongly encourage you to make this small investment in yourself and do this brain detox online. You don't have to do it online, but she goes through every day. She does a little video, a little 2 minutes, says exactly what's happening on that day. Because through the 21 days, there's different things happening. There's chemicals that are being released to help you as you're thinking and as you're changing and writing things down. And every day something new is happening, and so she's explaining that to you and going through that with you. But you don't have to. I mean, we have all renewed our minds to a certain extent, right? And we didn't have Dr. Leap to help us. We had the Holy Spirit and the presence of God to take the healing, because the Word says that we wash with the water of the Word. And the Word of God is the most important thing to come in, because it washes over us and it helps us to change our mind. Okay, it's not meant to be your Bible study, but to enhance what you're already doing. So after the third or fourth day, when you're doing this, you may feel like you've got it. Like, okay, yeah, okay, I feel better, I feel different. And what's happening is that all of those chemicals are making you feel really amazing, and you're feeling good, and you feel like everything's great. But then on the fourth day, you kind of level out, and then you're thinking, well, this isn't really working. Keep going. Keep going, because it is working. It is quite amazing. So here are the five steps. So she doesn't count this as the first step, but the first step is always to put God first and recognize and invite Him into the situation. You invite Him in. So the first thing you do is you just thank God. Someone turn to Psalms 100 and read that out loud, the whole thing for me. Psalms 100. We'll come back to Romans when I get to my... Psalms 100. That's an easy one to remember.
Make joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He that hath made us and has made us, and not we ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth all generations.
Amen. So, what she says to do is that we are going to enter into His courts with thanksgiving. Well, it says praise. Thanksgiving is the first thing we do, is we are going to thank God for whatever things come to your mind. I mean, how many of you can think of so many things that we can be thankful for?
Sure.
Thanksgiving and gratitude. What she says it does is that it, He starts listening. They're like, He says, they're talking about me. And He starts listening. And then we praise Him. And so this is going to happen for just like 2 minutes. You can thank God for 2 minutes, can't you?
Sure.
And then we'll praise Him. And when you praise Him, He's coming in by your side. And then you worship Him. And when you worship Him, and only Him and not about yourself, all your thoughts are about Him, worshiping Him, He acts on your behalf. So He's going to start acting on your behalf, and He's with you, and He's going to start speaking to you and showing you things.
Sure.
Okay, so the first thing you do... After you've done this for just 3 minutes, say 1 minute of thanksgiving, 1 minute of praise, step one, what she says is that we're going to gather. And this is where you become aware of 4 to 7 active thoughts in your brain. Is it already 10:15? Dang. We must become aware of what we're allowing into our minds through our 5 senses. No thought entering the mind should ever go unchecked. No thought entering your mind should ever go unchecked, okay? You're going to want to have a journal with you or a notebook, something that you can write in every single day. Writing is vital to this process. Okay, I'm going to have to go through this kind of fast. So I'm just going to read you my thing, and then we're going to go through and kind of show you what's happening here. So at this time, I'm gathering my thoughts, and I'm annoyed with my husband. I know you guys can't relate to this, and if I was speaking to a room full of women, it would be so much easier, because I know you guys can relate, but when we're mixed like this, it's like, oh, gosh. All right, so anyway, I know you women, you wives, probably have no idea what I'm dealing with, but I'm going to share it with you nonetheless. Okay, so I wrote down in my journal, always put God first. It's essential to start with thanksgiving, praise, and worship, enhancing how I get through each day. So I'm mindful of Jesus. 21 days is significant. Don't stop. Okay, so I wrote down 3 scriptures that came to my mind. So this is my toxic thought, okay? I feel taken for granted. Things are left laying around everywhere. It gets put away. I have to put it there. It's what I've always done. I pick up after everyone. Now it's just one person. Why is it such a big deal? Why can't they just put things where they belong, where I think they belong? Dwayne's grandmother always said, don't start anything that you want to do for the rest of your life. So that's my toxicity. So that's what I'm sitting here focusing on, the toxic thought. And what she said is that when we, if you've ever been watching a game on TV and they take the camera and they pan through the 100,000 people, you know, the camera does, and then all of a sudden, or like let's say a basketball game, and they pan on the couple, right? And they come to you guys, and what are you supposed to do? It's the kiss cam, right? So anyway, so they come around and they come in on like this, and you guys kiss, and it comes back, and it goes over here, and it's you guys, and you guys kiss, and whatever. That's what's happening in this part of our brain. We are, it's called the multiple perspective advantage. We actually get to sit outside of ourselves and like see what's happening. But what happens with toxicity is it's like if I were to come in and pin on you guys and stay there, and you know 100,000 people are watching you, you start to get a little uncomfortable, right? It starts feeling not so right. That's what toxicity is we focus on that one thing, and it becomes toxic to us, even though in reality it's small. Yeah. It's small. Okay, so that was my focused reflection. And so this is where you ask, answer, and discuss within yourself. You ask yourself, why is this such a big deal? And who are you asking? We're talking to the Holy Spirit. Why is this such a big deal? Why is this bothering me? Give me some help. Give me some answers, right? I want to renew my mind. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want it to be a deal. So I wrote down. This is where I revisited. So I wrote down in my journal what I read to you. I just wrote down exactly, she said, just write down everything that comes for 2 minutes. Write. Just write it down. And then when you revisit it, you read what you wrote. So I read what I wrote, and it says, one of the main objectives of revisiting is to start finding solutions to the issue that you're working on. Read what you wrote and ask the Holy Spirit how and what to change. So you write down what He reveals. So I wrote down, is it a big deal? Why do I make picking up after someone a big deal? Why not just do it? Why is this toxic? Why does it make me feel used and unappreciated? I can't change anyone. I can only change myself. I have to come to peace about this. So then after you have revisited, the next thing you do is you create an active read, which is what you're going to do for the next day, that whole day. Like I start off in the morning. So my active reach for that day is what am I going to do to help break down these branches? So what I decided, my decision today is to do every action unto the Lord, to bless my Lord's heart, to make me happy because there's order in my house. I want it because it makes me happy. I want order. I want everything put away because of how it makes me feel. Dwayne could care less. He doesn't care. It doesn't bother him. It doesn't even cross his mind. I'm making it personal, and it's not personal. He's not thinking about my feelings. Whether that's good or bad, he's not thinking about my feelings. It's my toxicity that I have to get rid of. So this was day one. And so it says, James 2:17 says, faith without action is dead. So you have to have an action involved with this decision that you're making. I'm deciding that today, everything I do is going to be for my Lord. I'm going to do it to please Him and to make myself happy. Jesus, I'm doing this because I love You. And a long time ago when I was having frustration, the Lord says, you know what? Dwayne is the man you're married to, but I'm your husband. I want to be your husband, and that's how I want you to live your life. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was just like a revelation that came off on the inside of me. Okay, I know we got to go, but I have to share this with you. In Romans 2, as I started doing this and focusing on just on my action of what I was going to do, and I just started doing different stuff. Romans 2, it says, verse 1, therefore you are excusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same thing. And so what I started noticing about myself during these next few days, it was like, I can't believe I left that out. I left that lane. I would walk into a certain room and it's like, I would catch myself doing what I was judging my husband for doing. What freedom, what liberty to say, oh my God, I have to repent myself for doing the very thing that I'm judging him for doing. It was so freeing, it was so liberating. So by the time I got through with my 21 days, Does he put everything away? No. But when I see it now, there's not that toxic emotion of, I feel taken for granted, he doesn't even care about me, it doesn't even cross his mind, blah, blah. Does that make sense to you? So in 21 days, this is where I've got this new tree growing, and the other one has kind of melted down. But then you have to take the next 21 days to reinforce it. So what I want to do is I want to make that tree even stronger. I want to make it to where it becomes a flourishing tree so that it becomes an attitude of servitude on the inside of me to do it because out of love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, well, we've only just gotten started. I'm like, I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm just so excited because of how I know the freedom and the liberty that will come into our lives when we know that we take responsibility that we can't change other people, and to realize that if you are judging someone else, you need to look at yourself and see where that is in your life, because if there's judgment coming out of you, I promise you, there's something in you. There's something in you that you need to take responsibility for. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, so that we can be his hands and his feet and his mouth. And Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. I feel like a spinning top right now, but I thank you and praise you for your anointing. I thank you that everyone here heard what they needed to hear for themselves for this week. And I just thank you, Father, for the beautiful testimonies that are going to come forth out of this, that we are going to be the people who are created in your image, that we're going to be able to be your mouthpiece, that we're going to be able to let the word of God flow out of us into other people's lives, bringing healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Amen.